You're choosing Archtop Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you?
Hey Phil, my name is Warren Smith. I'm a resident in Rhinebeck, and I currently have internet through DSL from Frontier, and I have two phone lines also through Frontier.
Okay.
I'm interested in what kind of plan you can offer me for internet and phone.
So we have a couple of options for internet that I'd be happy to inform you about. So we have, can I ask what speed are you currently getting through Frontier?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's up to something, and you know, but it rarely is that. So it's not very fast.
No, I understand that. So we have three options available
yeah.
currently. We have a 500 megabyte, a
right.
1 gigabyte, and a 2 gigabyte internet plan, depending on what you need. And we do offer home phone at $24.99 per line.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm sure, you know, 500 gigabyte is probably sufficient for what I do. I would certainly wouldn't need more than 1 gig, and I know that's one of your promotions. But it's always up to, so, you know, it all depends on, I guess, whatever it depends on. But, yeah, so basically if the basic service is for 1 gig and then I'm looking at two phone lines,
mm-hmm.
that would be another, like, $50 on top of that, right?
Correct. So right. if so with ACH auto payment and paperless billing, that would be $69.99
mm-hmm.
plus, I believe it's $49.98. So doing a little quick math in my head. Sorry about that.
No, no.
So that would be.
Yeah, it's like 120 a month.
About 120, yeah.
Right. Okay. And I think my neighbor has your service and said I don't need to change the phone numbers. Is that true?
No, you do not need to change the phone numbers. We actually are able to pull them over for you if you'd like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are there any upfront, I mean, other than, you know, whatever contract I sign, are there upfront fees
so
or what else is involved?
Actually don't have any contracts. We actually run up off of a zero contract basis,
right.
as well as all of your taxes, fees, and the cost of the equipment we provide you is actually included in the cost of service. So you don't have to worry about paying anything extra. The only other upfront cost that you may see is we do run a soft credit check to see if a minimum
oh, yeah.
deposit is required.
Yep.
If you pass the check, there's actually no upfront cost.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, if I schedule that with you, what's the usual time to get something installed?
So it depends on your address. If your address is currently serviceable, we can actually get all of your services done. You said you're with Frontier?
Yeah.
So I believe Frontier, we can actually get you within 5 business days. So that would
right.
be the 22nd of next
mm-hmm.
of next week. It was the earliest we'd be able to get you in.
Okay. There's no stampede, but, you know, I'm not super happy with Frontier, and I think they're expensive and the service is not great. So
mm-hmm.
in terms of, like, I've been waiting for the right time to make the change, and this may be that time. Your service has been installed in the street right in front of me. So be a matter – how do you actually get your cable into my residence from the box in the street?
So from the road, we install what's known as a drop cable. Depending on how you get your utilities, either aerial or underground are the two options we offer.
Mm-hmm.
We run it from the street to your home, and on the day of installation, our technician will actually get that into the home. Usually, they will drill like you would happen with, you know, most other cable companies to get
yeah.
anything into your home. They're going to drill a small hole. Ours is maybe about a quarter inch thick that goes into the home. It's just big enough to fit our fiber optic cabling that we actually pass through into the home, and then we get it hooked up to our services.
Okay. Well, I think it makes sense for me to do this because, again, I've had Frontier for years, and it's one of those things. It's inertia sometimes, but nobody seems to say very good things about Spectrum, and you folks are new, so.
And we're local.
Our offices are
based out of
right.
Kingston.
Right. You probably haven't been here long enough to have much data on uptime, but maybe you know it from other areas you serve.
I actually, Archtop Fiber, we actually keep very good records. Our average uptime is, we have an uptime of roughly 98 to 99%.
Okay. And are you affected by power outages or just other wind events? Or
so if our cables are ran aerial, which means that they're from pole to pole,
right.
we could
yeah.
be affected by...
Yep.
by certain wind conditions.
Yes.
But in terms of power outages, no, our services
right.
typically aren't affected by that.
Right.
That front on the line, because all of our stations that do operate run off of a backup generator. That's similar to what you would find in most hospitals.
Right, right. So, but if you have a, like a box in the house that has your fiber optic line coming in, and then I'll have a connection from there, either Wi-Fi or a hard line to computer or something like that. That probably requires some power, right?
Yes, that does have to be plugged into the home's power because those devices do run off of electricity.
Yeah, right. So if the power goes out to the house, then basically I'm at the mercy of waiting for that to come back.
Exactly. But our fiber optic lines themselves will still continue to have power.
Okay. Okay. So in other words, I might have phone service as I do now if power is out, but I wouldn't necessarily have internet?
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think I'd like to go ahead and do this. And
sure.
So what information do you need from me?
So, first off, I need your home address.
Okay, it's 65 Livingston Street in Rhinebeck.
What's the zip code?
It's 12572.
One moment while I get that address looked up.
Sure, yep.
And yes, so we would be able to get your home service installed within the next 5 business days, so... Your service address, looks like your service came in on July 31st.
Yeah,
so
right.
For availability. So is this for home or business?
It's for home.
Fantastic. And what speed of internet where are you thinking about?
Well, I think 1 gig would be the most.
Fantastic. So as part of our packaging, we actually do also include a free Wi-Fi extender. So in case you need it throughout your home, if your home is a little bit larger, you'll be able to have that your whole home Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So, do you think you would need any additional extenders? It usually depends on the size of the home.
I do not. I do not have a large home, and it's not masonry. So,
fantastic. And you said you wanted to bring over your two home phone lines.
Right, I have two lines right now.
Okay. All right. What's the first phone number?
Okay, it's 845-876.
1 second.
0885.
Just to say that back to you, I have 845-876-0885.
Right.
Fantastic. And what's the phone number? What's the second phone number?
It's 845-876-5707.
Thank you very much. All righty, that's good to go there. And do you own or rent your property?
I own it.
Fantastic. And do you know how you get your utilities? Are they aerial or from the pole or underground?
No, they're from the pole. They're aerial.
Okay. And is your billing address different from your service address?
Nope, same address.
Fantastic. And can, for the records, can you spell your first name for me?
Yeah, it's Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N.
And how do you spell your last name?
Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Thank you very much for that, Warren. And what's a good email address for you?
You can use Warren at warrentemplesmith.com.
That's W-A-R-R-E-N at W-A-R-R-E-N-T-E-M-P-L-E-S-M-I-T-H?
Yes.
.com?
Yep.
And the phone number you're calling me from right now, the 845-876-5707, is that a good contact number for you?
It is, yep.
Fantastic. Let me copy this information over real quick. Now we have a couple of options of how we can communicate with you. We have phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
Email or phone, I prefer to text.
Okay.
In other words, so I prefer this over texting.
You prefer phone and email over text, no
yes,
worries.
Yes,
so with
yes.
phone calls, you may receive calls from Archtop Fiber, any of its agents or distributors. Distributors, right. The distributors usually aren't going to contact you unless they are needing to do something at your home, and Archtop Fiber will only call you with details regarding your account, so you don't have to worry about any of that. It is not a term of conditions in order to complete our sign-up. And with email, you may receive other emails, including you may receive some advertisements based off of if we have any other deals that may pop up along the way, as well as other account specific updates.
Okay.
At any time, you can unsubscribe by giving us a call or by clicking the unsubscribe button at the bottom of those emails.
You know, can I give you a different email address?
Sure. What's a good email address?
Okay. So it's my initials, WT like Tom, S like Sam, AIA at gmail.com.
Thank you much for that, Warren. All right, and we're looking at a 1 gig home fiber internet with two home phones, with both numbers being ported over from Frontier.
Right.
And at this time, so we do need to run that soft credit check in order to see if that minimum deposit is required. Do you want to run that?
Sure.
All right. Let me pull some of your information, and I'll see if that minimum deposit is required. I'm just making sure I'm getting everything incorrect, because sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, hey, we're going to be like, we're not going to spell things right out for you the first time. I'm like, oh, that's
fun.
Sure. And whenever you're ready, Warren, go ahead with your social.
Okay, 138-52-0061.
Mm-hmm. Thank you much for that, Warren. It's going through right now. Give it one moment. And you're a fantastic match, so you're not going to be required to pay anything up front, so you don't have to worry about costs today. Would you like to sign up for our auto pay and paperless billing in order to save that $10 to get that $69.99 price today?
Well, I would prefer not to. Well, actually, that's a good question. Because if I'm talking to you on the phone, it's safer than communicating in any other way, right?
Mm-hmm. So. That is correct. We are actually on I'm a work from home agent, so all of our stuff, we are actually on company owned products that are actually ran through a VPN, so we actually have a fully secured network.
Okay. So what I'd like to do is give you you don't care if it's a debit or credit card, do you?
So the debit or credit card is only going to give you a $5 discount instead of the full $10. The ACH auto payment, which is the electronic check, will give you the $10.
Oh,
you can. So if you would like to, you can set it up via debit or credit card, and later on, and you can actually on your own time change up the information through your own network.
Well, I'm not opposed to the ACH. I'm obviously giving you an account number for that, right?
Yes, we need the routing and account number for the electronic check.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay,
that's fine. All right, so what do you want first?
So I'll need the routing number first.
Okay. 0213-13103.
That should be with the Citizens Bank?
It is.
What's the account number?
48101-06501.
And name on the account should be Warren Smith?
It's Warren Temple Smith.
Is this the checking or savings account?
Checking account.
Fantastic. Do you authorize us here at Arched Up Fiber to make ACH direct debit payments from this account?
I do. And is that going to be on a sort of a same date each month?
It will be on the same day each month. You will receive your first bill at the time after installation has been completed, so you will be charged the full price at that time. Mm-hmm. After that, you'll receive a bill, and then it'll automatically pay from the moment you receive your invoice 15 days later.
Okay.
And would you like to make this your primary payment method as well?
Yes, I would.
Fantastic. Getting that information saved. It's going to generate a token. While it's doing that, I do have a couple of legal disclaimers I do have to go over with you. It's the legalese we have to go over. So at the time of your initial connection, our technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, that temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll help to coordinate for that to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current service provider, which you mentioned you have Frontier, we ask that you maintain consistent connection with them until your service has been installed with us before you call or go online to cancel with them. Any equipment that is provided to you by Arched Up Fiber is property of Arched Up Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all of that equipment back to us here at Arched Up Fiber. We do reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning it in its required time frame. For any questions you may have about your account or billing updates, you may visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your account for any billing questions or account-specific details by logging into your Arched Up Fiber account. You're automatically enrolled in this account by utilizing the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by these terms and conditions as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. How'd you hear about us? Was it a neighbor, or did you get like a little email or a little flyer in the mail?
Well, I think everybody's been getting lots of mailings along with Spectrum. But my neighbor next door at 69 has had your service installed and was very enthusiastic about it. So.
Oh, fantastic. We always love good reviews from our customers. Is there anything our installer should be aware of on your property, such as buried wire, septic tanks, any kind of well system?
No, there's nothing that should be in the way between the where your box is. And
fantastic. Fantastic. Do you have any questions, comments, or concerns for any of our technicians or myself?
No, I don't. I'm assuming, though, I have several different email addresses, and I'm assuming the one that I get through Frontier, I probably better discontinue or be...
That one will be... that one will actually automatically be discontinued as soon as you switch over. Yes.
Right. Okay. Very good.
Alrighty. So, we're at the final stage where you get to pick what day you want your service to be installed.
Well, I'm sorry. You told me the next week would work?
Yes. So it looks like
Okay. Because
of the time of day, it's actually already switched over to the 23rd. So
Yep. Starting
next Wednesday, so from anywhere from the 23rd onward, you're free to pick a day of your choice.
Okay. And I basically have to have the entire day blocked out?
No. We actually only require you to have a two-hour window blocked out for that day.
Okay.
That's how long our installation appointments typically take at the most. They usually do range anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half, depending on the necessary requirements.
Okay. So I would say sometime the afternoon of the 23rd would be fine if you could swing that.
We can. We have a 1 or 3 o'clock available. What time works best for you?
Why don't we go for 3 o'clock?
Want to go for the 3. All righty. Well, Warren, I've got your email address at WTAIA. Is that at gmail.com?
WTSAIA.
WTSAIA. There we go. Make sure I got that email address fixed properly. There. That way we don't have to worry about that. At gmail.com,
right.
Scheduled for October 23rd at 3. So, and that's going to be a window, so they'll be there sometime within, 30 minutes from 3 to about 3:30 of when they should be able to be there on the 23rd. And do you want to have any kind of notes to leave for our installers regarding this appointment, like give me a call or text before you arrive?
No, it shouldn't be necessary.
All right, fantastic. I've got you scheduled out, Warren. You're good to go. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, you've been very helpful.
You're quite welcome, Warren. Thank you for calling our shop, Fiber, and welcome to the family. We look forward to getting your service installed next Wednesday.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.